Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Happy birthday to Mr. Tom Hanks. His birthday is July the 9th. The day after mine, my birthday was Sunday. Thanks for all the birthday wishes, even if you didn't send them. And so to celebrate my birthday time brethren, I thought we'd just look at Tom Hanks all week. He's a really cool guy with a wonderful career. People seem to just love him. I mean, there's that picture of he's at a bar. This kid's passed out at a bar, and Tom Hanks is there and, like, gets his phone and takes a selfie with his passed out kid just to jack with him and let him know. I don't know if that's a real picture or not, but it seems real and it seems like something Tom Hanks would do, just because, yeah, he's, everybody always talks about America's sweetheart. You know, Sandra Bullock is supposedly America's sweetheart. Doris Day, well, whatever the male version of that is, I feel like that's Tom Hanks because people just love him. So we're gonna do some dreamcasting this week, talk about some of his underrated movies and everything like that. So let's just dive right in. Today we're going to look at the top five video game roles I'd like to see Tom Hanks play. Number five is going to be Booker DeWitt. He was the main person in Bioshock Infinite, and that's, I mean, a really good place to start. So he's a guy who has a lot of baggage. You know, he was part of the Pinkerton Agency and then did some horrible, horrible stuff at Wounded Knee. And, you know, he's working on redemption and everything. And this is a guy who wants to make things better. And his story with Elizabeth and just everything that he does in the game, I think Tom Hanks can really bring that gravity to it and show, you know, what it's like to struggle, maybe have a little more brevity to it, you know, lighten it up in moments. That relationship he would have with Elizabeth would be interesting for sure, and I'd really like to see how he could play it out. I have no idea who I would cast as Elizabeth. Unfortunately, he does really well with Julia Roberts, so, but I feel like she's just not quite right for the role. I don't know, we may have to come back to that later in the week. Another role I'd like to see him is in The Last of Us is Joel. A lot of Troy Baker going on here. You know, Last of Us, phenomenal PlayStation game. And Joel is a guy who has Ellie, who is not Ellen Page, but in the movie totally would be. And they're going around trying to survive, you know, after zombie outbreaks. The state of the world, that's it, especially here in America, trying to get to a safe place. And Tom Hanks is really, I mean, he can be pretty much anything, as we'll see later on in the week, but he is a little bit older now. He's at an age where he can be that, like, comforting father figure, but he can also be a little bit of a badass, you know, kind of how he was in the Dan Brown movies, the Da Vinci Code and things like that. So he can do both really, really well. And so bringing that to the big screen in a Last of Us movie, which is constantly in development and may or may not be made at some time, who knows? Nobody really knows. Supposedly Sam Raimi's making one. But so if Sam Raimi's doing it, then Bruce Campbell will be there, which would be okay. But yeah, I really think Tom Hanks could bring an interesting take on that role of Joel. Another great character I'd like him to see is Alan Wake. not a Troy Baker role, which is crazy. Alan Wake is, you know, a disturbed, well, yeah, we'll go with disturbed writer from the Alan Wake series. And the psychological breakdowns and things, just the way that he can't, the way he, reality, you know, struggles around him is interesting. And, you know, Tom Hanks, we've seen him do things like that in movies like Castaway, where things just aren't what they seem. And Cloud Atlas, you know, I think if you kind of brought those mentalities together, then you could really see, and then bring in the Robert Langdon character again to kind of break down the codes or what, yeah, to decipher that false reality and things, and you're gonna have a great movie. It would be awesome and wonderful. And again, this is a game that is always maybe having a movie. It's, yeah, has a lot of stuff going on with it and may even have a sequel. And I think, yeah, if Remedy was to do a sequel, which they planted the seeds all over Quantum Break for it, that would be the perfect time to have a movie come out as well. You know, you age Alan Wake a little bit. You wouldn't have to age him a whole lot to get him to that Tom Hanks age and be really good. A little bit of a flip, though, is I would like to see him be Roy Earle from L.A. Noire. Now, Cole Phelps is the main character in L.A. Noire, and you could give that role to somebody a little bit younger, like a Jeremy Renner type person. Oh my gosh, I would watch that movie a lot. But Roy Earle, who is, spoilers, his partner who turns out to be corrupt and uses Cole as the scapegoat for all the this scandal that's going on. You know, that takes somebody that, again, has to have some cunning and everything. As much as we love Tom Hanks, you know, rarely do you see him as the bad guy. He's always almost the good guy. And I think if you look at, you know, Catch Me If You Can, he can play a G-Man really good. And I thought about him as Cole Phelps, but I think that, you know, older, grizzled kind of guy, and to have him be a bad guy for once would be really neat. You know, you change the story up to where he's the main bad guy and everything, you know, kind of comes full circle back to Earl. But, you know, seeing Tom Hanks try different things, I think every time he's gone out of his normal area and done something, it's been amazing and wonderful. So this would be the familiarity of the Catch Me If You Can, but something completely new and different that we haven't seen from him. And so I'm all for it. Lastly, the character that I would most want to see Tom Hanks play is Max Payne. We got the Max Payne movie a while back. Back in, gosh, I don't even remember when it was, 2008. So it's been over 10 years. And that had Mark Wahlberg. Eh, you know, it's okay. But I think now with a little bit older Max Payne, kind of what we saw in Max Payne 3, you could bring in someone like Tom Hanks, who is just beaten and broken and at the end of his rope. Again, this would be a little bit back to the Castaway role, but not enough, you know, but it'd still be its own thing, you know, where he's lost everything and he's just going to do whatever it takes, no matter the cost, and he doesn't care. It would be, I think, Tom Hanks's Dirty Harry style role, and that would offer a new outlet, a new venue for him in acting, and open up a whole bevy of possibilities. It'd be a lot of fun. But let us know, what are some video game roles you'd like to see Tom Hanks play? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere out there. We'd love to hear from you. Just let us know. Or you can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. I really enjoy talking to all of you that give us shout-outs and come, you know, talk about things. It's a lot of fun. But that's going to be it. If you want more, make sure to click that little subscribe button. That way you're going to get DC Animated Adventures, blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words, and all the other great shows here on the network. But I'm Lance, and we will see you next time.